USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulations so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Birth rate in America have been dropping. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The birth rate in the U.S. has fallen for the sixth straight year. The new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. That's considered to be about 2,100 births per 1,000 women, with the rate for 2020 at around 1,700 births.
25 people are dead after 8 days of protests in Colombia over a tax overhaul plan meant to cover a gap in spending related to COVID-19. Among the dead are police and protesters who have been clashing for days as public anger grows over rising poverty, unemployment, and inequality. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the pandemic in the United States appears to be winding down with fewer new cases and deaths among Americans, some leaders are using what-if scenarios to dictate mandates in some parts of the country. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough tells Fox News his perspective of the COVID-19 response.
Well, what's really changed the calculus in the whole pandemic is early treatment for COVID-19. There's now 10 national telemedicine services, 15 regional services, 250 treating doctors across the United States. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has a home treatment guide. We're using multiple drugs in combination to reduce the spread of illness and reduce hospitalizations and deaths. So that's changed everything. Texas has been an early treatment state all the way through. We never closed down. We're in the middle of the pack in terms of cases and mortality, and we've moved on. Now, the overall approach to the pandemic, I think, has been way too much focused on masks and vaccines. Neither one of those helped sick patients with COVID-19. That's playing defense. And in my view, the big change was when we had the Senate hearings in November, we started playing offense.
Dr. McCullough explains the new FDA clear test.
Well, the T-cell technologies have dramatically improved. There's an FDA cleared test now that one can actually have the DNA from their T-cells extracted and tested to see if, in fact, there's been prior exposure to COVID-19 and inferred immunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.